some of the products that many of us have on the place. Top dollar Angus cattle for sale, news, markets, and lots more. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart. Some of the products that stand the test of time, we've all got them, we'll never get rid of them. How many of you have those poly round bale feeders, you know, the ones that the bulls don't wreck after 20 years? Ours is still in the bullpen. That feeder and others that you did not realize are manufactured by Century Products. How about those gray water tanks? We've got those too. Pretty much indestructible, although I did punch a hole in one of ours with the grapple fork, but that is a story for another day. That tank is now the official stock tank of the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Why? Because other than me punching a hole in it with the grapple fork, like I said, are pretty much indestructible. Justin Packard, the business development manager for Century Products, joins us today talking rancher-ready and approved products that make life just a tick easier on the operation. Hey, Justin, thanks for coming on the program. Let's start with that poly round bale feeder that so many of us have called the original.
Joe Payne started that product in 1993, and it's synonymous in this part of the country. It's amazing until you finally get out in the country and realize how many of those you see all over the country. Where the Payne family ranches, they're on the edge of Kay County and Osage County, and there was so much poly pipe laying around the countryside that was just oil and gas production, and they didn't want it. It was abandoned product. So they were picking it up, and they're like, well, what can we do with this stuff? You know, I mean, we can grind it, we can melt it, but it's just kind of junk. And Joe started making these hay feeders of all sizes.
You know, that when we were visiting that feeder, we still have it, and we put it in the bullpen because we struggled using a number of different brands. Because when you've got all your herd bulls, at least where we were at, we had to keep them a little bit more confined in winter. We had to have them in the lots for shelter. So for however many months out of the year, we needed to bring in feed for them. And that round bale feeder, that was the only one the bulls didn't wreck. How many people are nodding their heads right now listening? Because you've got a pile out behind the shop of old round bale feeders. You're always going to try to straighten and make them work again. You know, you're going to try to patch them up, or you tried and it didn't work. But that was the only one, Justin, that we had that the bulls did not wreck.
I have one in with some family and bucking bulls. When they get ready to go to a rodeo, they'll bring in 100 bulls and hold them in a holding pen. And we don't ever take that hay feeder out of there. I watch those bulls ram each other and smash it to the fence, and they literally bounce off of it. It's so indestructible. It's got a full 7-year warranty on it. Everything's replaceable on there. If you break a ring, we can replace that. If you would break a leg, we can replace that. I love to hear the customers that will inquire or send us customer review and say, you know, I've had a feeder for 23 years, and we just tighten the bolts on it. It's good. I'll do farm shows every once in a while, and a husband and wife, elderly couple will come by. Oh, hey, we love your hay feeder. Well, what do you like best about it? Well, I can set the truck and she can get out and move it if we have to.
Yeah, so right.
The wives appreciate that.
So what other products does Century Products manufacture that we're all familiar with?
I would say our number two product behind hay feeders is going to be our mineral feeders. We're pretty well known for the style that we have. We make two styles, basically, an open bottom and a closed bottom. And that varies in soil type. Some folks like the closed bottom and sticky soil types. The sand country, they like the open bottom. And cattle, they just don't move them around. They set very well once put down. They have stake holes available on them. Not always necessary to stake them down, but you mentioned, you know, your bull feeders, your bull hay feeders. Well, that's one thing that we've talked about. These mineral feeders is the durability of them. 3-year warranty on those as well. We've kind of got a pretty good recognition out there of private labeling. So if there's a cooperative or a store or an organization that wants to be branded, we can work with them and get their logo and adhere it to it. And it's not just a sticker. It's put on with a heat application. Very, very popular. We can change up the colors. We do about I think at one time we had about 17 different colors availability. We've got them everything. Our standard color is orange, but we've got them in bubblegum pink. We do them in purple for the K-State fans. We've got John Deere green. We do some white, tan, across the country, all different colors. I'm proud of our mineral feeder. It's really a tremendously well-made product, and we get good feedback on the quality of those. But this last year, we achieved the recognition to be the official stock tank of the PRCA. And so stock tanks are really, really something that we've prided ourselves in, building a multitude of sizes.
I'm on your website right now, which is Century Products, plural, CenturyProductsUSA.com. And yep. People jump on there, and the feeder, yep, we got that. The mineral feeder, yep, got one of those. It's, you know, because it's got that rubber cap over the top. Your water tanks, yep, got a few of those sitting around. So very common in various different parts of the country. I want to come back and pick on your mineral feeder for a second. So when you have a mineral tub like that that's got a rubber cap, do you ever find where maybe the cattle can't find that mineral? That maybe they don't quite, because you know that rubber has a smell, and when it's new, it has that smell that they might not find it right away.
That's a good one. And you know, my background coming from the nutrition world, I've always had people say, well, my cattle just won't eat out of one of those. Well, okay, let's take the top off. So you've got a category zero hitch pin with a key, and you can pull that off. So let's take it off. Let's leave it open availability, let those calves kind of get used to it, accustomed to it. And then I've also taken sometimes and left the flap on and just folded it back. It's so interesting to watch calves in the pasture and watch them, how they kind of nose up there to it. And they're a little shy sometimes, but the good thing about that mineral feeder design is the three-hole compartment. So a lot of folks will say, well, gosh, I've got this pasture that the cattle are just, the mineral consumption is off the charts. You know, we shoot for a 4 ounce per head per day intake. Well, my cattle seem to be eating 8 to 10 to 12 ounces per day. So what's nice about that is those cattle are probably chasing salt, is the case. So mm-hmm. let's take one compartment and add a coarse salt in there, put a salt block in there, and utilize the other two compartments for loose mineral. You can use it for blocks. I've got a lot of customers that actually feed protein blocks or safeguard worming blocks. It's up off the ground. It's out of the weather. It gives that longevity for the product to stay a little more weather preventative, if you will. But that salt opportunity is usually the case where we see a consumption issue, and you could use it to slow intake down a little bit sometimes too. So
here's a combination, and this is not a plug. Here's how we use your actual products in kind of combination. Like most people, we've got the mineral feeder, which is fairly close to one of the oilers, which is close to the water. And here's what we found is those cattle, when they come up to get water, then they go to the oiler, and then they flip up that flap, and they're rubbing around with their face, and all of those kind of helps keep those flies away a little bit, that it gives them a little bit of relief. We found that those cattle just get into very much a routine where we're getting them up to water, or especially if we're rotating through a rotational grazing system where your water is centrally located and your mineral is centrally located and your fly protection is centrally located, they will get into kind of a rhythm, and they will just go from one to the other, and they'll come in, a couple times a day, usually, or whatever the case is. That's how we've really used this, is an obstacle course, if you will, just to kind of go through and get everything they need, and then they're back out grazing. That's how we've used a number of these products together, other than the bale feeder that's in the bullpen.
Yes, sir. I've worked with some producers in the past through the nutrition business that have utilized these three compartment mineral feeders mounted to a frame, and they'll utilize them through a rotational grazing program. So they'll come in, tie off to the frame, and drag 3 to 4 mineral feeders on a pipe skid into the next pasture. It's amazing to watch the cattle chase the mineral. They know it's, hey, we're going to a new pasture.
Oh,
we're
right.
We're going
right
to new groceries. But they're using the mineral feeder as the bait. They know, hey, it's time for a change. And it's ironic to see the intake vary, even in cell grazing setups, of maybe this quadrant over here, they do surpass 4 ounces per head per day. But then as they go to the next one, they're back down. They're back down on a 2 ounce intake. And then it varies from spot to spot sometimes. And it's always kind of interesting to see the changes. Well, it's in the forage. You know, what's the availability here? Is there nutritional challenges in here that they're not getting what they need, or they're getting plenty, and then maybe their mineral intake goes down? But you hit it dead on. You know, let's utilize that back rubber oiler and use that close to the mineral, and then instinctively they'll go over to the mineral. They'll get a bite. They're, you know, we're big users on garlic addition to the mineral,
right?
It'll help fly control.
Yep.
And I think any tool in the arsenal to help control flies this year, as wet as we've been, we need every opportunity we can to help control. So garlic in your mineral.
Now, Justin, landing the plane here, products that are built to last, which they do, and I've given our examples of bale feeders and tanks and mineral feeders that we've been using for a long time, and I haven't had to replace them. So see where I'm going with this? How do y'all still keep in business if everything is built so darn good and not needing replacement?
That's a good one for me, because I thought the same thing when I got here. I thought, well, gosh, we're going to saturate the agricultural industry with products that are indestructible. Not the case. Every time we turn around, someone says, I've got 2 year feeders. I've waited. I need to buy two more. Or I saw that feeder over at my neighbor's. I've had a steel feeder, a metal feeder. It's like you said, you know, it's out the junk pile now, and we've had to rebuild it 15 times. And we hear about these poly hay feeders, and we see the durability of them, and we're looking to do something different. So I've always thought, gosh, we've saturated the countryside. Not the case.
Hey, Justin, thanks for the time. Century Products. Just head to CenturyProductsUSA.com to browse their complete line of rancher-ready products like the stock tank. That is the official stock tank, again, of the PRCA and the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Or you can call directly. Contact information at CenturyProductsUSA.com. Crew, it's break time. When we come back, top dollar Angus feeder cattle for sale that are in the top tiers for growth and carcass traits. We've got news, updates, more sales coming up, and just a whole bunch of the cow stuff right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The Video Royale sale is coming up July 28th through August 1st, followed by the Bighorn Classic sale. To consign to the Bighorn Classic, cattle need to be cataloged by August 1st and videos need to be submitted by August 8th. Again, August 1st for the catalog and August 8th for the videos to consign to the Bighorn Classic sale. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. View the sale live on Dish Network Channel 997 and online at sla-tv.com. Sale results, deadlines, and upcoming sale information available at superiorlivestock.com and ranchchannel.com. Selling cattle the superior way.
Should I sell heifers or keep some as replacements? That is a tough question, looking at the prices that these feeder heifers are bringing. Consider upgrading your cow herd, all while providing that extra shot of heterosis. Look no further than Gelby and Balancer Genetics. Discover the cow power with Gelby and Balancer. Gelby and Balancer. Smart, reliable, profitable. Gelby.org. LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders, and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas, all listed on LivestockMarket.com. Private treaty, online auctions, and on-site auctions. Buying or selling, gauge the market, do some research. Check out LivestockMarket.com.
And don't forget, they brought you AuctionTime.com and EquineMarket.com. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff. According to Texas A&M agricultural economist David Anderson, the beef sector is entering a prolonged period of tight supplies and sustained high prices, and any meaningful herd expansion remains elusive. Anderson said that calf prices have reached record levels with 5 to 6 weight steers in the Southern Plains averaging $4 per pound. But instead of retaining heifers to grow the herd, producers are largely, quote, taking the money and running. The shift toward expansion, when it happens, he says, could lead to a temporary sharp decline in beef production as fewer heifers are sent to feedlots. Anderson pointed to the upcoming Cattle on Feed report, which will include a quarterly update on heifers versus steers on feed, as a key signal. Another headwind for beef production is the ongoing closure of the U.S.-Mexico border to imported feeder cattle due to New World screwworm concerns. Anderson said the loss of 26,000 head per week is equivalent to 4% of the U.S. calf crop and about 18% of feeder placements in the Southwest, with significant regional impacts. The effects of that soft fall are already being seen, Anderson said, as steer and heifer slaughter continue to fall below year-ago levels. While heavier carcass weights have helped offset declining numbers in recent years, Anderson expects weights to dip below 2024 levels due to shorter feeding periods and fewer days on feed. Anderson said that dynamic of fewer cattle and lower weights will continue to tighten beef supplies and support high prices. Prices for 50% lean trimmings have reached record highs amid strong demand for ground beef. While retail prices typically dip after summer highs, Anderson said overall price levels will remain elevated. He forecast quarterly declines in beef production through 2026, citing fewer calves, a smaller cow herd, and the absence of imported feeders. Even if herd expansion begins now, Anderson said the biology of the cattle cycle means any supply increases are years away. He says, quote, "We're already talking 4 years out before you even see increases in beef production." Newsweek's Hugh Cameron reported that ground beef prices across the U.S. continue to reach new highs, driven by shrinking cattle herds with looming import restrictions threatening to push costs even higher. Now, he says, according to government data released just last week, the average price of a pound of 100% ground beef rose to $6.12 last month, up from $5.98 in May and $5.47 in June of last year. He goes on to say that experts have said this trend shows no signs of slowing, meaning there may be upward pressure on prices through 2026 and beyond. The rising cost of staple agricultural products such as beef and eggs has further strained household budgets in 2025, as well as the budgets of businesses reliant on the sales of these items, according to Cameron. In addition to having an outsized effect on inflation data, summer price increases are hitting during the peak months when beef sales traditionally peak because of outdoor gatherings, further underscoring the growing issue. When we come back, upcoming video sales and where you can find them really good feeder calves. Crew, you're listening to the Ranch It Up radio show. Keep it parked. Attention cattle producers! Boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
The best way to raise beef on pasture, on crop residue, or in a dry lot, it's Westway Feed Products. Westway liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or head to westwayfeed.com on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok.
We run a lot of high milk producing mama cows in our herd.
Mitch Kenobi of Norfolk dealt with scours in his herd.
So bad that we sent samples off to South Dakota State and Kansas State. Heard about Pharmatan. As a producer, I know it's our job to limit our inputs, but when it comes to Pharmatan, Dad and I don't blink an eye. It is a must for every calving season.
Adding Pharmatan to your livestock's nutrition this fall will rid your new herd of scours in the spring. Go to PharmatanUSA.com. Call Joe Knopp at 340-3323.
Oh. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program when we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. So, Kirk, numbers-wise, what do we got going on?
Well, good morning, Tigger. As of Friday, July 18th, August feeder futures closed the week at 323.57.5. That's down 220 on the week, with the CME feeder index down $1.09 at 322.28. That left the basis, or the difference, at a negative 129.5 versus August futures. Note that the relative strength in feeder futures is at 83.06. That is indicating an overbought status with a need of a correction in either price or time. August live cattle closed the week at 223.30. That's up 92.5 on the week, with cash trading 230 early and the packer running out of cattle and having to push bids to 231.32 late in the south. North traded 240 to 241. That left the five area weighted average up 77 at 235.91. And the basis at a positive $12.61 versus August live cattle. That's a very wide basis still, especially with 9 days left till expiration. Choice boxes were down $5.09 at 373.55. It is of interest that the choice select spread has now widened back out to 22.06 versus 10 or 11 the last couple weeks. The weekly slaughter was 563,000 head. That's down 5,000 head from last week and 26,000 head below the same week last year. Dress weights were up 1 pound to 867 pounds, which is 28 pounds higher than the same week last year. The combination left the yearly production number at 3.3% less than this week last year. To wrap this up, September corn traded 409. That's up 12.5 cents on the week. Corn has rallied in a technical attempt to close the July 7th gap lower. It is struggling to do so.
Do you know if creep feeding is actually paying off? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. Mark Johnson shares how producers can know if creep feeding is right for them in a recent podcast episode. Here's a small portion of our conversation. So what you said just there indicates that the cattle market is a factor as to if it's profitable or not. What other factors can tie into whether producers are going to see a return on investment from creep feeding?
That is the one that I think in this market, producers have to put a pencil to and determine the equipment, the management, the actual cost of gain, right down to the type of ration or nutritional supplement that we're going to provide for those calves pre-weaning. If that can be done, and when weaned calves are worth $3 a pound or more, which we have seen now for an extended period of time, when your cost of gain is less than that, this potentially becomes a profitable practice.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
The Video Royale sale from Superior Livestock Auction starts on Monday. Head to superiorlivestock.com for more information and buzz over to ranchchannel.com to see sale reports from the Corn Belt Classic and the Week in the Rockies. Now, the Video Royale sale, 130,000 plus cattle are consigned. When you jump on their website, you can go and you can sort by region. You can sort according to a representative or a consigner if they are certain cattle that you are looking for, or if you're just wanting to watch a bunch of those calves sell. You can watch the sale live on DirecTV channel 997 or go to sla-tv.com. Other dates to keep in mind: the 2025 Summertime Classic from Northern Livestock Video just wrapped up this week. Next week, we will have a sale report for you. The Little America Sale, August 11th and 12th from Western Video Market. And then the following week, the 18th through the 22nd, is the Bighorn Classic from Superior Livestock Auction. Now, those deadlines are coming up fast. If you need to get cattle cataloged for the Bighorn Classic, that deadline is August 1st, and the videos are due August 8th. If you have any questions, you can call Superior Livestock Auction direct or get a hold of your Superior Livestock representative. Now, if you're looking for those top dollar Angus certified cattle, that's cattle that are verified for the top 25% for growth and carcass traits, just head to ranchchannel.com and click on Top Dollar Angus. The most recent calves, the drafts that are selling and where they're selling are available there at ranchchannel.com. And if you are interested or curious about the program, what it costs, what's involved, how it could possibly help your operation and possibly increase your profit margin, we have that contact available. Get a hold of Nate at Top Dollar Angus. He'd be more than happy to visit with y'all.
I tip my hat to you. From one legend to another.
And before we say fare thee well, we want to give a big tip of the hat and congratulations to all of the champions of the 2025 National High School Finals Rodeo and the bareback riding, barrel racing, boys and girls cutting, the breakaway roping, bull riding, goat tying, pole bending, reining cow horse, saddle bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, the tie down roping, light rifle, trap shooting, and of course the all around race. So congratulations to all the champions out there, and mark on the calendar, the National High School Finals Rodeo will be held in Lincoln, Nebraska, July 19th through the 25th, 2026. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Justin Packard with Century Products, Kirk Nonsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, and Shea Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations. A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Top Dollar Angus. We have feeder cattle for sale that are top dollar listed, as we mentioned earlier, on RanchChannel.com, as well as sale reports from Superior Livestock Auction, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multiman and Lactopro, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, bringing us Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station and crew. So glad you came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show, our email, ranchitupshow@gmail.com, and you can call and text 24/7. That phone number, 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger Rebecca approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.